Galileo confesses to Arbace that he has made this vow to Neptune and that he has to kill his son. Arbace has the idea that they should send the son, Idamante, away and just fool Neptune. Idomeneo thinks that's a great idea, and he thinks that Idamante should go back to Argos with Electra to live. Arbace then sings an aria in which he pledges his obedience and love to Idomeneo and vows to protect him. The next thing is that Ilia comes in. Ilia is the Trojan princess who Idamante loves and who secretly loves him. Ilia is surprisingly awestruck by how heroic Idomeneo is, and she praises him and welcomes him back from the war. Idomeneo offers his help and his friendship to alleviate her grief. Ilia then sings an aria in which she basically adopts Idomeneo and Crete as her father and her new homeland, as she's lost both of her own in the war. Idomeneo is very confused by this joy that Ilia expresses, and he comes to the conclusion that she and Idamante are probably in love with each other, and he knows that this can bring nothing but misery to everyone. He then blames Idamante for freeing the Trojans too soon. Idomeneo has an aria in which he expresses his anger and frustration at Neptune. He feels that he's just being tormented, and he confronts Neptune and says, "Why are you tormenting me?" Electra then comes in. She's ecstatic because she gets to go home and be the wife of Idamante. She has an aria in which she claims Idamante for her own, and she vows that she will turn his love from Ilia to her. She says that she enjoys a challenge. Then we hear a march summoning Electra and Idamante to board the ship for Argos. And during the march, in a fully staged production, this would be where we had the big scene change and we would end up in the port with all the ships. Electra enters again and she forgives Crete for being the place of her misery and she says farewell. Then the chorus and Electra sing about the calm seas and the hope for good fortune and the need to take advantage of the gentle winds for the journey home. Idomeneo, Idamante, and Electra sing a trio and they wish each other farewell, and each has a private moment. Idomeneo grieves for losing his son. Idamante grieves for having to leave Ilia, and he's also very upset and confused because his father is sending him away. And Electra is really just happy to go home with her lover. They all feel in a crisis about what the future will hold, and they pray that heaven will be compassionate with them. They're just about to board the ship, and all of a sudden, a storm arises. The chorus is terror-struck at the storm, and the storm increases, and a huge sea monster shows up. The chorus asks why they are being punished, and they ask who is the guilty one, and Idomeneo steps forward and says that he is guilty, and he offers himself as a sacrifice to Neptune and tells Neptune not to sacrifice an innocent person. The chorus then sings about fleeing, and they eventually do flee. There's a decrescendo in the music at the act's end that depicts the fleeing of the chorus, and that is the end of the act.